From the way Marcus is shifting around in his seat and being all awkward, I'm guessing that he didn't vote for me. As one of your new school counsellors, I promise to do my very best for all of you. Then, I hold up my Vote For Me poster. School counsellor, vote for Tom Gates. What I'll do if you vote for me. Monday will be fun day. Not the day everyone dreads. Tuesday is You Choose Day. Wear what you like to school. Wednesday means it's pens day. Drawing and doodling in every class for extra merits. Thursday is now Thursday. Bring your pet to school day. Friday will be a surprise day. Such as extra puddings or much bigger portions at lunchtime. Let's make this list really happen. More cheers, but not from Marcus, who's fed up that he's not on the school council. I'm about to finish my speech when Mr. Fullerman interrupts me.
Tom, sorry to stop you, but I have more good news that I'd like to share with the class.
More good news, sir? How is that even possible? I'm joking, of course. I can think of loads of other things that would be good news, like much shorter school days. Good news! Dog Zombies becoming the biggest band in the whole world, apart from Dude 3. Good news. Getting a pet. Really good news. I could go on, but Mr. Fullerman is waiting.
Not only have you been voted onto the school council, but you've also achieved the highest score ever on last week's test. So congratulations to you, Tom, and very well done.
More cheering and applause. Wow, that's amazing, sir. I wasn't expecting that. Tests aren't my strong point, but I did work extra hard, so I'm very pleased about getting a top mark. As I'm waiting for the kids to stop clapping, I remember something else I want to say. Before I finish, I'd like to thank Amy Porter, who lent me her lucky pen. More clapping. Amy laughs and shrugs her shoulders like it was nothing. Marcus looks even more fed up now. I still ignore him. Norman Watson and Derek Fingal, both of you, stand up. Derek stands and Norman leaps into the air while bowing and smiling at everyone. Now I'm a school counsellor, I'll be helping with this year's school concert. And Norman and Derek had the idea to contact a very special band. So it's thanks to them that I've got this. I take out a letter and hold it up so the kids can see it. Shall I read it?
Yay!
Yes, they shout, apart from Marcus, who's got his arms folded.
Yo, Oakfield School dudes, we heard you have awesome school concerts.
I stop reading and say, they've obviously never been to one of our school concerts, which makes everyone laugh. Well, not everyone.
We've got your fantastic letter and we've decided to come and play at your concert with the one and only Dog Zombies supporting us. So see you there, little dudes.
There are lots of amazed faces staring back at me.
That's right. Dude 3 are coming to play at our school concert. How good is that?
I have to stop speaking because the whole school has gone completely crazy. Even Marcus is cheering now. Norman is leaping around shouting,
yes, yes,
and
Dude 3!
I'm waiting for the noise to die down and thinking about how everything has worked out so brilliantly. Being voted onto the school council, Dog Zombies supporting Dude 3, and I'm top of the class in the school test. Sigh. Everything is going so well when there's suddenly a really loud noise right next to my head, which gives me a big shock. Thud! Huh?
I'm sorry, Tom. Did I wake you?
It's Mr. Fullerman,